It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, yeah, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, it's that time to drink a little beer. The guys from Sports Meets Beer in the studio, Brad and Ben, you can find their podcast, iTunes, Google Play. They're on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome back, gentlemans.
Well, hello, Danny.
My thirst rages.
What do we got, yo?
What we've got in front of us today, Danny, is a seasonal offering from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
All right.
This one's very fitting to the time of year. This is their Oktoberfest.
Aha.
Now, if all of you out there in Radioland, if you have not had an Oktoberfest, essentially the quick version is that that's a celebration in Munich, Germany, and they drink fest beers or Oktoberfest style beers. This goes back to 1800s. Essentially, it was a wedding reception that was essentially a month long party, and the beer they made for it was an Oktoberfest style beer or a fest style, and that's the beer they served. And this time of year, it's the same thing. So you're going to see these on the shelves a little bit more. So it's a very popular style of beer now. It's very malty. It's very very rich, very cereal grainy. But it's very true to the traditional style of brewing, and that's where in Germany they hold that near and dear to their heart.
Roll through the AATMF. The appearance is copper hued. I would say pretty light in color. You could see through it. Doesn't look really heavy. I'd say minimal head retention, although I don't know that that's because of the glass that we're drinking out of / cup we're drinking out of.
They've, after week two incident in here, they won't let us have glass anymore. Maybe that'll be on a best of show one day, but in the meantime,
yep. Plastic it is. Yeah. Sippy cups it is, boys.
It smells very much like the cereal grain. That's what I get. The other thing that I get that this one might be kind of a reach is there is almost like a whiskey note in it, not in the way that like whiskey smells like the bourbon barrel, but the sour mash aspect. I just pick up just a very small hint of this in the nose, which is actually something I didn't expect. So that's kind of a nice surprise.
You know, it's almost sauerkrauty. I can,
wow.
Come on.
That's a real thing.
I know it is. Really? You're not just saying that because it's Oktoberfest?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe, but no.
No, the sour you pick up from that, I pick up in that like that sauerkraut hot doggy, that kind of aroma. That's what I get out of it.
Not hot dog water.
No.
That's the first thing I thought of when you said it. So
we'll move along. The hot doggy thing, I don't know, but I understand the sauerkraut. I get it. There's a fermentation factor, obviously. There's a little bit of a sour factor. I get it. I can understand that. This is a very, you would think for a fall beer or for a fest beer, you would think that you'd want something even for as malt forward as this is, something a little bit more body to it. But this is pretty light bodied as a drink, as like a malt forward beer would go, I would think. Is that for consumption of mass quantities?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, you look at that and this is something that's served right as the temperature is starting to change into fall. You have something that's light in color, light in alcohol, that stood up over those summer months while it was fermenting. And, this is a lager, essentially. But, this is something that you don't get. You're not a ton of flavor. You're not getting, because back then, you're talking when this beer was traditionally made, this was sitting and fermenting in hot summer months. So not a lot of time to keep it really cool. It's a short brew. This is something that they say they want to have it ready for that October party. And it's, like you said, it's mass quantities. The Germans are known for a lot of things. They make great cars, they make great beer, and they drink a lot of beer.
Right.
Yeah, the taste of this, you definitely, like you said, I'm jumping on with you. The cereal grains are very prevalent, malty, sweet, but very light and easy to drink. The finish of this thing is just as light. They're really, mouthfeel of the beer, there's really not much there to say because there's not much in this beer as far as it's not high alcohol. In fact, I only think it's
6.1.
Yeah.
Wow.
So fairly low. It's going to be probably 12 to 20 IBUs, nothing crazy, because like I said, this is malt forward, and it's an easy drinking light beer. I mean, for us, especially in Sonoma County, where we do get these, right now we're in this period of these really, really warm days, and the nights start to cool off pretty quickly. The time's going to change pretty soon. Sunset's coming earlier. This is something that you're going to have at a backyard barbecue. A couple of these, you'll be fine, but it's one of those things where I'm probably going to pass on this. I mean, yeah. If I was to get it, I feel like the one they did last year, Sierra Nevada partners up with German breweries. The one they did last year was a little more impactful. This one just kind of falls a little short to me.
Mm, okay.
That's just my two cents.
So that's the thumbs down.
That is correct.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
I'm going thumbs sideways because I think it's pretty true to the style. but I don't
I
find
didn't
that
say it wasn't true to the style. It's just right. not my
company. Yeah, no.
Right, which we've talked about this on the show before. So I'm giving it thumbs sideways because I think it is true to the style, but it's just. I'm with Ben. It doesn't really hit a home run for me.
I'm going to be completely depressing. I'm going to go thumbs down, too. I didn't really like it for all the reasons you said, and especially because you said sauerkraut, and that changed everything.
And hot dog water.
And the hot dog water really is what... If I was teetering with the sauerkraut, the hot dog water just was the...
Pushed you over the edge?
Yeah, just the kick I needed to be bleh. You can check out this review and others on our website, 977theriver.com, and click on Beer 30. Brad and Ben's podcast, Sports Meets Beer. There, it is on iTunes and Google Play, and they are on Facebook and Twitter, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks again for being in, guys.
Hot dog water.
Give in to the thirst.